Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 21st of May, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights today. Asian stock markets had mostly started weaker, but then there were a number of gains registered, notably the China sector, from the A shares through to Hong Kong and the H share indices. As I say, we saw them lower, and then we saw them rally with gains of 1 to 2% or more in the case of China. Thailand has extended its overall breakout. Of course, the early weakness, I think, was inspired by or influenced by Wall Street's weak performance last night. Now, the European markets were a bit firmer, slightly firmer, for much of the morning, but then those gains were eroded as the oil price began to push up, first gradually, but as I speak, we now see the crude oil price at 133.77. That's right, 133.77, and that's up $4.79. So that is accelerating, and that weighed on Wall Street in particular, with gains, declines on the order of 1.77% for the major indices. And government bonds were a little weaker today. Precious metals were a little bit easier in early trading, mixed, sort of ranging around yesterday's closes in early trading, but took off as the oil price strengthened. And gold is currently at $932. That's up nearly $13. That's gold bullion. And platinum, I'm looking at July platinum, that's up a big $55 to $2,203. Silver is currently trading after hours at up 33 ticks. It's up over $18. And palladium is currently up $8.25. Okay. What about the agricultural commodities? They were mostly stronger. I think you're going to have some short covering there. Industrial metals were mostly weaker in here today. Okay. So what's going on overall? Well, I'm afraid this is the crude oil story, and I mentioned almost daily in these audios recently that what concerned me most was the strength of the oil price, because that was a strengthening headwind for global stock markets. And while talking about the steepening trend, and I've been illustrating it in recent days as well, but the clearest point was that it was still consistent. Yes, it was steepening, but it was steepening in such an orderly fashion that in itself was a consistency, with the risk that this would end in acceleration. And certainly what we saw today represents trend acceleration, and there is still no evidence that this is over. It will take quite a sharp downward dynamic to provide that, and a consistent trend is a trend in motion, so we have to assume that this goes higher until we see some quite clear evidence of a peak. And I think veteran subscribers in particular, but even some of the newer subscribers who've come in the last year, you've seen a number of accelerating trends, not least in the commodity markets, and so you know exactly what those look like. You've also seen them on the downside in stock markets. But the bottom line here is that for most stock markets, I would say that, and certainly for the U.S. stock market and the developed European stock markets, Japan, for most stock markets, and a good many of the emerging markets, this has capped the rallies. The oil-producing markets may do better, not surprisingly, but the majority of stock markets are in countries that are net oil importers. And as I say, those the gains, they're quite good gains that we've seen since the March lows, and they had continued recently, really in many instances, right up until yesterday. But it does look to me that they are capped, or I would assume that there's very little upside scope until this oil price either accelerates up to whatever climactic peak it's going to reach, or at least levels out, which would be less likely, and goes into a corrective phase. Of course, it is possible that we could see oil pull back, start to pull back tomorrow, and go into another one of its consolidating steps. But the key message here is that there is still no evidence that this oil price move is over, although it is definitely maturing, and my best guess is that it will end in climactic fashion, quite possibly with some further acceleration and then a sharp reaction. So that will put pressure on stock market indices, as I have already said. And putting that in context, I don't think it's too serious, provided those early April reaction lows are not taken out. But while there are a number of bullish factors around in terms of the amount of money that's sitting in money market funds, of course, people do not have to put that money back into the stock market. I think they were doing so, but they can stop that in a hurry and pull some of it back out again as a consequence of this oil price spike and a loss of momentum for many of the stock markets that they might have been considering or had been nibbling at recently. So I think it's a time to be a bit careful in here. I don't think we need to panic. I chopped out a lot of my leveraged stock market longs earlier in the week, yesterday particularly, and also some on Monday. I'm still holding some positions, and I'll probably ride that out because they're not big enough to cause me any severe grief, hopefully. But expect, as I say, bottom line, expect stock markets to remain under pressure until we see a peak in this oil price. Now, long-dated government bonds, I think, really are, there's always a possibility that you get a bit of flight to quality if stock markets do react lower, as I expect in the short term, and that can lift bond prices. I think that would be a shorting opportunity, because the real yields in those long-dated contracts are not at all attractive, and we do have an inflation problem here. Now, what is also, I don't know if I mentioned this in the introduction, or in the review, what is also important in here is that the U.S. dollar is weakening very rapidly. It started on Monday, it took a big hit yesterday, and not so big a hit today, but it's back under 72 on the U.S. dollar index. So that will unsettle investors a little bit. But looking further ahead, the inflation problem, okay, it's mostly in the form of energy and food prices, but that is certainly going to be around for a while. And even when we get a climactic peak, if that's what we get in crude oils, I suspect that's not going to end the energy price inflation, and longer term, I think many people will also feel that this is very much a secular bull market, as I've been saying for years, and it's not that easy to increase the supply as we are seeing, and it's not that easy to cut back the demand either, especially when the biggest increase in demand has actually been coming from oil exporting countries. So we've got the spike in oil, we've got the US dollar weakness. Where's the good news? Well, for those who like gold, and a lot of subscribers do, that this has certainly put a firm floor under precious metals for the time being. Now, as you know, seasonal factors at this time of year are not attractive for the precious metal markets. They're not all that bearish either, but usually we get the ranging phase following corrections. And that ranging continues because there's no surge in demand in terms of buying before the Christmas period or the Chinese New Year or the Indian wedding season. Christmas obviously occurs at the end of the year, and the New Year and the Chinese New Year rather, and the Indian wedding season in the early part of the new year. So, as I say, normally we see precious metals ranging more often than not at this time, but that's what they were, and again, that's what they were doing while the dollar was still in that technical rally phase. But that's well and truly over for at least the short term, and I expect to see the lows tested and probably exceeded, as the dollar has come down here quite sharply. Now, that has raised the possibility that we could get a surge in both investment and speculative demand in the precious metals sector. That's why I started buying on Friday with silver, and I bought some gold today, and I bought some more silver earlier this week. But as I said, I picked up some gold today, and I also picked up I'm doing this via futures, but the bullion funds certainly beckon as far as investors are concerned. They're safer than the shares, but the shares also beckon because they are performing in here right now as well, following the setback allied to the peak in precious metals that we saw earlier this year. Now, there's still a possibility that, say, gold rallies up into the mid 900 region, and if we get the oil peak sooner rather than later, that it then falls back, forming another low, probably above 850 and more sideways ranging. I'm reasonably confident that the low is in. We've got that move that went just under $850 at the beginning of this month, I think, or late last month, not sure. I have to look at the chart again, but that's probably quite an important low, which is why I've been saying that there was much less risk on the downside than scope on the upside. So while oil is in form, and this is something that we have to monitor on a day-to-day basis, but while oil is still moving up, let alone accelerating, precious metals can indeed surge in here. And what else to mention? Industrial metals very much overshadowed by this move. I suspect that food prices probably will be as well, although there may be some short positions out there, because we did see those accelerating trends, the climactic peaks, and so many of those commodities. And then, of course, the loss of overall upward momentum, and that may have tempted a number of speculators to establish short positions, and we've certainly seen that they've been under some pressure in here today. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. Now I'll repeat that I do go on a holiday, a week's holiday starting on Friday. So tomorrow, Thursday, will be my last broadcast. Oh, and of course, we'll be here with you on Friday and all next week while I'm away. Meantime, all the best to all of you.